Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 in the Smith and Mason Valley.
That's right. We are John Potter and Jay Biggs. Our guest right now is Rocco. He runs Juicy's and Sparks, Juicy's Burgers and more. Now salsa, shakes. And where exactly is your restaurant at?
It's at 104 East Glendale Avenue.
Right by McCarran.
Right by McCarran. Right there on the corner next to the St. Vincent's Thrift Store.
See, you were saying during the commercials by Reef, and I don't know what you were talking about, but Jay sure knew.
Anyway, that being said, so
dispensary, right?
Yeah, correct.
Let's talk about this, and this is really the main reason why I wanted to have you come in. Now, I've made the joke with folks on and off the last couple months or so that we've renamed the place Crispy's for a little while, just because you had a fire. You did have a fire. You are in the midst, basically, of the renovation right now. And I have another job. I work at Monday through Friday, and I see probably 10 people a day walk up to the Juicy's there in Sparks because it's close to the other place I work, and they'll be all happy, ready for that big fat burger, and then you see them walking back to the car all sad because they've missed out on their Juicy's, and it's because of this fire you had, right?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about what happened, when it happened, what's been the process of getting things back to normal.
Okay, well, this actually happened a long time ago on February 25th. And insurance companies sure do take a long time to get all the paperwork in order.
Well, it's COVID,
the funding.
Oh, Rocco.
Well, you know, the COVID really didn't have anything to do with it. I don't think it was just, I think that's just the nature of the insurance beast. So we were really slammed on Friday again. It was like back-to-back Fridays. The light switched off after the governor completely got rid of the mandates. It was like a light switched back on. Even though we were always busy, it seemed like all of a sudden we were back to our really normal busyness.
Right.
And a little shout out to my guys that were the Josh and Garrett Green that were at GMC Cadillac there, and made a huge order with me, and we had like over 30 burgers and sandwiches on the grill, and it was just a little bit too much for this charbroiler to take, that the grease drippings came down in the pan below and started a fire. So I tried to pull it out. It wouldn't even came out. It got so hot. The fire wasn't a big fire. It was just coming off this charbroiler and started to hit the pieces of wood in the wall separating me and the business next to me. So that's when I said, okay, this is too hot. I can't get it under control.
Right.
So the first thing you're supposed to do in a restaurant, everyone says, oh, you should have got the fire extinguisher. Well, that's not what you're supposed to do. And it's kind of ironic because you did have a fire department guy on here.
Just a little earlier. Maybe you should have had him in with us.
Yeah. So when that happens, I automatically went and I knew what I'm supposed to do. And I pulled the suppressant system and it dropped the powder and pretty much eliminated the fire. I called the fire department. They came in and they chopped up that wall like nobody's business. And just because there's a little bit of a fire or some type of a fire in a restaurant or maybe in other types of businesses, you have to undergo all these government regulations before you can reopen. So all that taking place right now is I waited for the insurance and my landlord to sign off so we had the funding to get everything that was damaged and even not damaged that they said that I needed to replace. So that's where we're at right now. And you've seen my Facebook pages where the new floor has just been put in. I have the carpeting guys right now doing the upstairs flooring. And then we'll be able to, we're just actually waiting for the contractor for the permits. So that's the other big wait right now is the local permits that we need to receive so the contractor can go in and actually fix the wall so I can bring in the new equipment, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll. But I can't give a concrete date at this
point. I was about to ask you.
Yeah. So, you know, I would like to say 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And you know, I think I'll be pretty close.
You're a food expert. You've been here since 78. That's when I came to Reno. I want to do a quick little survey with you. These are restaurants that do not compete with Juicy's, totally different, but you've been here so long, you can give me quick answers on each of these. Okay? Best pizza in town. What do you say?
Gosh, you know, I really like Grimaldi's, and I know it's Grimaldi. A chain.
Grimaldi's at Legends.
It's yeah. New York. It's yeah. a New York water they bring
it,
in, right?
Yeah, and I like New York pizza, even though it is not as good as it when it was on Moana and they were first introduced.
See, I love this honesty. This
yeah,
is great.
I'm not big on the fluff type pizza places, so I really just, you know,
those fluff pizza places tick me off because they're nosing out all the old classic places.
Right.
That's why I brought over the guys from what was it, Pizza Baron here.
Yeah,
last time. Okay, best breakfast where?
Best breakfast.
Juicy Sparks.
Yeah, I'm a little biased on that.
I mean, open at 10:30, I thought.
I open at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, you
do? So you
got
to remember, I'm the Sparks Juicies.
Oh.
Independently owned and operated.
Oh, let me write that down.
So I'll put our breakfast burritos up with anything, and they're probably $2 to $3 cheaper than anybody else in this
And they're town. Huge. I can attest to it.
All right. Know. Best Italian.
Yeah, but as far as, gosh.
Oh, I think you'd know these right off.
Yeah, I really, well, when you're in your own restaurant every day of the week, it's hard for you to actually go out to other restaurants.
No, that's true.
Best Mexican. Oh, poor Rocco.
Oh, gosh.
I'll say Italian. I'm going to go with Zozo's.
I do love Zozo's. I'll go with Zozo's. That's my go-to place, actually.
Good move.
Mexican, I just have a kind of a warm spot from my Los Compadres guys from back in
Me
the day
too.
On 4th Street.
On East 4th, yeah.
Yeah, on East 4th. And then, you know, Rafael made the absolute stiffest and best margaritas in town.
I'll say Italian Casale's.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we're going to have them on at some point, I believe.
Next week or the week after.
Yeah, so that should be good.
Yeah, Casale's is good. I'm a Zozo's guy.
Okay.
You know, I used to punk around a little with Tony Stempek and the boys back in the day.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Does Zozo's still do the, say, I'm a senior. I want the early sunset special. Do they still have that?
Gosh, I don't know because when I go in there, I don't tell them my age. They tell me, you don't look 63.
Yeah.
I go, here, let me pull out my
this
government.
This dude is closer to 36 than he is 63. I can tell you that
energy-wise,
right now.
Baby.
You've done good, Rocco. Thanks.
He has, man. All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure that we told, you know, folks what's going on. If anybody wants to follow Juicy's in any way, shape, or form, Facebook, right?
Yeah, we got the Sparks the Juicy's Facebook page. You'll be able to tell the difference. You can see my... not so smiling face on there most of the time.
Not so smiling. You're not brazen at all, are
no,
you?
No, I'm just to the point and direct.
You are. And I do tell people that. I say he's an East Coast guy, you know? It's like he's going to tell you how it is. I love it. That's why I made the joke earlier about the piece of lettuce. I was in there actually one day when a guy asked you to cook a piece of meat a little bit more, and you said, one piece of leather coming.
Yeah.
I never laughed so hard in my life.
Well, we got a little bit of kitchen jargon going on there on the Sparks Juicies.
Have fun, man.
I hope they didn't get offended. People do now.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, they do.
Everybody gets offended about everything. Just go on Google.
You're yes. from my time, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah, that being said, I do have one question from the guys at the tent shop. They want to know, is ranch going to be free when you come back?
Ranch is free with certain menu items that we have, but if you want an extra ranch, it's just like anybody else when they order something. And for me, if you look at the menu, it says ranch, 50 cents.
Yeah, I know.
I understand.
Go to Domino's and it's 75 cents. You want homemade ranch that we make right there on the premise? It's free with certain items.
So you make the ranch right there?
Yeah.
That's not like a bought gallon of?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. You'll see that right there. That actually makes a little bit more sense, you know?
So, yeah. Tell the tint shop boys, no, the ranch is not free. It's free with their chicken wings.
Do the tint shop people keep trying to get free ranch from you?
Oh, yeah. We'll swindle for deals because people come and swindle us for deals all day.
Shame.
Anyways, that being said, it's been Juicy Sparks. Rocco Polino, thank you, sir, for coming
in
with us.
Yes, RoccoSalsa.com.
Oh, yeah. Go check out that the salsa as well. And you can get it there on some of his signature items, including his breakfast burritos as he opens at, 7:30 in the morning?
7:30 Monday through Friday.
Oh, my gosh. That's back great. Open soon, hopefully. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk. We have got Fanos Fences coming in. They are going to talk to us. They're one of our advertisers on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. So we're going to talk to the folks down there about Fanos and get some more information coming up here. It's live and local with John and Jay on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay right here on Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Now, you may or may not have heard the name. It's Phanos. It's spelled Phanos. And they are live in the studio with us here today. I want to welcome you guys in. Thank you so much for coming in with us today. It is Wayne and Jake. Welcome in, guys.
Thanks for having us, Jake.
And you guys work on fences here in town.
Yes.
First off, I got to ask you, what does Phanos stand for?
Phanos is the Greek god of forests.
Oh, my gosh. You're the Greek god of fences.
Abstaining and preservation, yes, I guess you could say.
I love their marketing idea that they got going on here.
My daughter has a marketing degree and stuff. She's the one that put it all together and came up with it, and so there you go.
I got a personal question about fences, and yeah. I know you stain them and work on them and mm-hmm. refresh them and things like that. What is the strongest material for a fence? Because I have a wood fence that's bulging out on the sidewalk because the darn squirrels, they stashed a ton of acorns behind the fence. Well, these squirrels, they chew up fences. They store hundreds of acorns and warp my fence. What are they good for?
Have you talked to an attorney?
Yeah, right.
I got three cats, and they don't even want to mess with them.
You know, the staining of a fence out here is real important. If you have wood already bulging and splitting and cracking, there's not much we can do for that.
Well, you said if it's over 20 years old, it's...
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's time for a new fence, wow. which is expensive. The average, now, the average wholesale price of a fence is $37 to $42 a linear foot.
Oh, wow.
So you put a fence up, you can run in $10,000, $15,000 really easy.
Well, see, for Jay, we use the invisible fence with Jay. You know that collar?
Try to keep me in the yard here,
trains
keep me in
him
line.
Not
can't
to leave
stain
the
invisible collar.
The only fence I like is the one at the border.
Yeah. Now, if we could get that contract to paint that, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, we should get Phanos involved there.
And in terms of containing, I said I have three cats. I know from experience, so wooden fences, they don't work with cats because the cats come equipped with grappling hooks.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have a tendency to rappel and climb over fences. Our main purpose is what I saw, the weather out here was just tearing fences up. I mean, you know, on a windy day, you can go by and see probably 20 fences laying down, sections laying down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's because the weather for years, just the extreme weather out here has just been beating them up left and right. Mm-hmm. So I put together this company originally last year to combat that and hopefully help people out, you know, to save their fences, make them last a little longer.
So what all do you offer as far as services? Is it just fences?
No, we do fences, gazebos, pergolas, decks, log homes, cedar homes. It all falls into the same category there. So we've done a lot of gazebos. One home they did in Spanish Springs, I think he had three alone in his backyard.
Oh, wow.
So we do a little bit of everything. We just did a job last weekend, and we just prepped this morning before coming here. We just prepped a job for tomorrow.
And this is a family-owned and operated, almost like mom and pop in a way, I guess you could say, operation right here.
Yes.
So you're obviously the dad, and you got this is your son-in-law here that's with you, Jake,
mm-hmm.
and then of course your daughter as well, Megan. So you know it's just I think it's really cool that you guys are locally owned and everything is just driven right here in Northern Nevada. And you are the ones who come out to the jobs and do them yourselves. It's not like you're sending out contractors or anything. You are the people that are going out doing these.
We're not a California contractor here just to make a buck. We're local. We live here. I've lived here almost 30 years. My youngest daughter was born here. My oldest daughter wasn't, but
Right.
We do business here, and we want to provide a service here.
Now, as far as here, now where do you guys offer services at here in Northern Nevada? Is it all over? Because you do, I mean, folks, especially on 92.3 in Smith and Mason mm-hmm. Valley, probably have heard your name a lot because you advertise with us down there mm-hmm. And other stations up in Tahoe and stuff. So, like, I mean, where all do you go out to?
Well, they're based out of Carson City.
Okay.
We cover Gardnerville, Minden, Urington, pretty much all of Lyon County,
okay.
Carson County, into Washoe County, Incline, Tahoe, South Shore.
Nice. Okay.
All that.
What's the latest thing in fences? Is there some new thing that's kind of taken over here?
Well, one thing is I've seen a lot of that doesn't really last, vinyl fencing, but
really?
That really doesn't last too well out here.
That's the wind, huh?
Yeah,
probably just blows it right over.
And cars have a tendency to shatter it pretty good. So
yeah. Why? Yeah. Nothing beats the old chain link, huh?
Yeah, the old chain link or railroad ties.
Right. Anything that'll stop a car, pretty much.
Yeah.
So tell me, where can folks go and find out more about your services if they want to?
They can go online. We have a website.
FanosNV.com, or we have a Facebook, which is Fanos, and you can look us up there. We have pictures of our work. We have best way to contact us, phone numbers, email, whatever you want to do to get a hold of us. We do free estimates.
Nice. So. Okay, so you get a free estimate from them as well, and that's pretty much on anything, like you said, fencing, gazebos, just anything that has to do pretty much with wood.
Yes.
Other than building a full house.
Yes.
And you could probably do that even, right?
No.
You're not a contractor,
no.
But I'm just saying.
I'm not a house builder, but we are licensed, bonded, and insured.
There
and,
you go.
And we're not painters that do this for a fill-in job. This is what we do. This is all we do.
Right.
So we do all the way from transparent. A lot of people think that, well, I don't want to stain my fence. I don't want it a color. Well, you don't have to go a color. We cover all the way from clear with the same protection to a solid.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, the fence I did last weekend, it was an older fence, like you were talking about, John. But they wanted they liked the way it looked. They wanted the protection. A little late for the fence, but we went ahead and did it for them. And they were thoroughly happy, but it's a straight clear, so you really, after a week, you can't even hardly tell it's there.
Oh, wow.
It does brighten the wood for about a couple of days, and uh-huh. then it soaks it up like a sponge.
I like your logo. Now, is that the state of Nevada with wings on it?
Longhorn
sheep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Longhorn sheep
so
horns
cool.
on the state shape there.
Yeah.
Why longhorn sheep?
Ask my daughter. It's a whole Nevada thing. I think it works really well.
Yeah,
I see. Because we have longhorn sheep, and I was trying to find the fence connection there.
Well, that's it. That's
well,
it, John.
Yeah, the fences
contain
the longhorn
fences, I guess.
Sheep.
Well, let me ask you. So how do you say it again? It's Fanos.
Fanos.
You spell it how?
Phaounous.
UNOS.
I don't have a sitting in front of me. I forget.
I know. Well, I just want to make sure I tell people because after our show, when they're listening, they want to go to your website. I want to make sure they spell it correctly.
Yeah, so they
you know,
in
but
in
it's
P H
A U N O S.
Yes.
So you can find them on Facebook. I know they do a lot of Facebook marketing down there. Smith and Mason Valley's page that I'm on there in Urington. I see you guys all the time. And you're pretty aggressive there, 92.3 and the stations up in Tahoe and stuff. So, I mean, you guys are out there, but Phaounos, it's Fanos. I just want to make sure that folks, get in touch with them. And it has been good having you guys in the studio. Wayne, Jake.
Thank you.
Those are salsa containers there that Rocco brought us from Juicy. You did not bring us a piece of fence.
No,
so,
we're going to, I apologize.
Very disappointed. You don't know how the show works here.
Wait until football season and bring my Chiefs some defense. then I'll be okay with that. But real quick, where are you folks going to be watching the fireworks this year?
You know what? I'll probably stay home in Dayton. I live in Dayton. So I'll probably just stay home and I can see Virginia City from there. So
oh, wow.
Every year when they set the town on fire.
You can see the fire make its way down the hill towards you?
Yeah, so I can watch that and then go up the next day and do some sales calls. And
Right. Oh, I guess so, huh? I guess so. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Fano's Fences here. Jake and Wayne, thank you so much, guys, for coming in being part of Weekend Nevada. Folks, we still have more time together this morning after we check your news here at the bottom of the hour. We have got Zach coming in from Cleanup Lake Tahoe because, well, folks are going to be up at Lake Tahoe on the 4th, dirtying up the beach, and somebody's got to clean it up, right?
That's right.
That's right. All right, stick around. It's next right here on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the weekend show that talks local. Everything local because we love our town.
And we love to talk.
I'm John Potter. Hello, Jay Biggs.
Hello, sir. 775-84-9910 is our number. If you have any questions or comments for any of our guests this morning, it has been an interesting, very topical morning here. And let's go ahead and continue on with the topics that need to be discussed. And one that always, always needs to be discussed is the fact that we need to keep Tahoe blue. And we have got the man in here that is going to help us do that. It is Zach Smith from Cleanup Lake Tahoe. Hello, Zach.
Hello.
Thank you for coming on with us today, sir.
Thanks. Super excited.
And this is your full-time job, cleaning Lake Tahoe.
Yep.
What made you decide to devote so much time to this cause?
Well, I'm born and raised in the area, you know, right in Grass Valley. So every summer was spent in Tahoe. And so I kind of got the perspective of seeing it grow so much over the past few decades that it became something more and more important to me. You know, I'm a climber, and so I've always been, you know, interested in being a steward to, you know, the environment and being involved in my community. So it was kind of an easy next step. You know, I've got a degree in this. So
you organize picking up the trash in the hills, but not digging down the lake, right?
We're primarily scuba-based. So all of our operations right now are scuba diving. That's why
we're both, though, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do some beach cleanups as well. We're expanding more into that right now. It's super exciting.
What are the most off-the-wall things that you dredged up from Lake Tahoe or found on the hills?
There's been some interesting things.
Well, the stuff we can talk about on the radio.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, there's some things that probably can't be mentioned on the air, but, you know, some of the more interesting things are huge construction items, lamp posts. We've found even urns, you know, of people who are putting their loved ones.
Don't swallow the water when you're swimming, I guess.
I should just name things. Have you found an artificial leg?
No artificial legs.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, it's amazing the stuff people find.
I always, every time I swim along the side of Tahoe, I find sunglasses. Every time.
We have hundreds.
I bet.
Hundreds and hundreds of sunglasses, tires, dog toys. You know, our previous project on Tahoe, we've been working on the past year. We've removed 25,000 pounds of litter out of Tahoe. So
what
there's a lot in
me
there.
Is the stuff on the hills because, okay, I can see people move their head and they drop stuff in there or something. But
totally.
On the hills, it turns your stomach. What kind of people are these that leave like a dump site on the ground near Lake Tahoe?
Totally. That's the thing. I mean, you know, a lot of it is accidental. You know, and that's obvious when we're picking it up. But we find some areas that are blatantly illegally dumped, you know. Because, you know, even when you're on the ski hill, you know, you drop something in the powder, it's gone forever.
Is there any kind of patrol to prevent this from, like, is this a police matter or is it...
That's what we're trying to sort out.
You know, ethics, really.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, there's ways you can prevent it going in the lake. You know, wear a croaky on your sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Use a beer koozie to keep your beer afloat, you know, if you do drop it. But, you know, we're collecting data and we're analyzing all the trash we pull out to try to figure out where the heck is it coming from and why is it getting there, you know, and how can we prevent it? So maybe it's a law enforcement issue. Maybe it's a messaging issue, you know.
What's the fine if somebody does litter and leave something on the hills or something?
Great question. I'm not totally sure what the fine is.
Not enough enforcement.
That's the right answer,
obviously.
Totally.
Right. A lot of crummy people. Sorry.
So you guys got this big cleanup going on, Zach, that's coming up on the 5th?
That's right.
It's the day after the 4th. The reason for that is because, well, of course, folks are going to be partying on the 4th, and they're going to leave a lot of trash. It's just something that happens. And one of the big reasons I wanted to bring you on was because you're looking for volunteers to help go and keep Tahoe blue.
That's right. Yeah.
And how can folks, if they want to get involved in maybe keeping Tahoe as blue as possible, how can they get involved? Where would they reach out?
They can reach out to us here at Clean Up the Lake, right at our website, cleanupthelake.org. Keep Tahoe Blue as well. They are hosting this cleanup, and we're teaming up with them. So Clean Up the Lake's divers will be at Nevada Beach, as well as the Bebot beach cleaning robot. But
so that's an actual, it's a robot?
It's a full-blown robot, probably the size of a maybe like a Fiat.
Really?
Smaller car, and it's autonomous. It kind of just roves the beach and scoops up the microplastics that you can't really see with your eyes.
Does it submerge in water?
No, it just roams the
just
sand,
the beach
basically.
Itself. Oh, okay. Yep. I was thinking this thing actually went down and roamed the bottom of Lake Tahoe. How cool would that be?
Maybe
like
one
Jacques
day.
Cousteau.
Who knows? But we'll be at Nevada Beach, Cove in Nevada, Kings Beach, Raccoon Street, Reagan Beach, over at Kiva Beach. So all over the lake, we'll have volunteers out there, and anyone is welcome. You know, there will be Keep Tahoe Blue representatives at each beach who can get you trash tongs, a pair of gloves, and a bag, and you can come help out, kind of clean up the trash that's left after the big holiday weekend.
Well, it's a great comfort knowing there are people like you who makes this their passion.
Thanks. Work's only getting started. We're currently in Donner Lake. We're a little over halfway back in Donner Lake, and we've removed thousands and thousands of pounds so far, and then
really?
We'll be getting into Fallen Leaf Lake for the first time, and our scouting dives there were pretty sad.
What are the top items that you dredge up?
By far, cans and bottles.
Really?
Yeah, by far.
Do you guys recycle those once you get them?
Yep.
You do? Okay.
Everything gets recycled.
That's
and what
good.
We can't recycle, we try to hold on to. We're teaming up again with Tahoe Fund to create a litter art sculpture down in South Lake at that new event center. And
oh,
so
wow.
We're saving all the trash we find to create a huge sculpture kind of representing all the insane things, the hundreds of crawfish nets, the thousands of sunglasses, and all those sorts of things.
Distressing and encouraging at the same time. We're going to have these people help.
Right. Let me ask you this. During the whole COVID thing, did things change in Tahoe as far as like how much trash you were seeing on the beach and stuff? Did it go down just while the last couple of years? Or have you seen an influx in trash? What do you think we're at now?
Like, we've seen an influx. I mean, we're getting, you know, in the Tahoe Basin, we're seeing more tourists than ever.
Oh.
Now, our nonprofit is relatively young. So our first cleanup effort was in Donner, where we were trying to figure out how our system worked.
Right.
And so that was in 2020.
Oh, wow.
And so we were diving throughout the pandemic, you know,
oh, wow.
Bandanas on the docks while we sort trash. And then once we figured out that system, then we were able to move on to Tahoe and make that our flagship project. So
this all started basically during COVID.
Totally.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. Okay. So, well, I guess that makes sense, man. I mean, so you guys are new and just trying to get folks to volunteer. And obviously, if you want to be a part of this, I mean, you see all the people driving around with the Keep Tahoe Blue stickers on their cars and stuff like that. If you want to get involved, I mean, what better thing to get involved than keeping the local beauty of Lake Tahoe, which is, just in my opinion, probably the most beautiful thing in the world.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I mean, just preserved. This is the way to get involved and do it. There's got to be other rewards, too. I mean, just being part of a group. I mean, do you guys do, like, after barbecues or anything like that?
Yeah, you can always find us grabbing a beer at the nearest brewery after a cleanup. And, you know, if you do come out and volunteer with Clean Up the Lake, you get a bit of free swag, you know, from volunteering.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, also that good feeling of just,
you know, we
each
have our own ways of solving this problem. You have your way. Personally, I would get a group of people together, give them baseball bats, and beat up on litter bugs.
That litter bugs?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
In the act, yes.
That might be a little bit more of a cleanup than the actual trash
yeah.
itself.
I'll bring Rocco with me.
Yeah. Hey, he will fight side by side with you. But that being said, just make sure that those litterers have some ranch with them. But that being said, you know, if you want to get out and do this, it's going to happen on the 5th. So we're just a couple days away. Not a lot of time to think about it. So if you really want to get out, now's the time to get over. Where is it at again, Zach, that they can go to volunteer?
It'll be at Nevada Beach down in South Lake, Kings Beach recreation area right on the main strip of Kings Beach there.
Okay.
As well as Kiva Beach.
Is there a place on the World Wide Web they can go to check out all the information about this?
Oh, yeah. Cleanupthelake.org. And you can also visit Keep Tahoe Blue.
Keep Tahoe Blue. All right. Well, let me ask you this, and just in closing, where are you going to be watching the 4th fireworks? Tahoe.
Yep.
I should have known.
Yeah, some of the drone shows, one of them were canceled, but I'll be catching the other drone show for sure.
These drone shows are going to be, I mean, I've never seen one, actually, so I'm very excited to see how this goes and how it looks. But
I hear they're pretty cool.
As John was alluding to, though, there's not going to be any noise to them, so are they going to be playing like maybe over some loudspeakers, some bangs or something?
Honestly, okay, I don't think it's going to go over. It sounds eerie to me.
It could be.
You know, 150 drones, yes, it's impressive how they can come together and make a U.S. flag or something like that, but in dead silence...
Yeah.
It's going to be like living in Baghdad, just all of a sudden a bunch of drones show up.
You know, at least it's a solution. We found so much debris from fireworks when we were cleaning up the lake, you know, the plastic caps from all the fireworks.
Yes.
So, you know, it does end up in there. So at least someone's trying to do something.
Exactly.
Well, you got a great fireworks show coming up at South Lake. Now, I'm happy to see that because I think they took a 2-year break.
They did.
COVID. Okay.
Yep.
And that, you can see it all along the South Shore.
Totally.
And I like to sit down at, like, Nevada Beach. You can see it from all the beaches on the South Shore. And they also have the parade, too, at South. Is that where you live?
I live in Kings Beach. I live up on the North Shore.
I love Kings Beach.
It's a great spot.
Beautiful.
So I'll be on my kayak watching from the north side.
They just started doing that playing live music on the beach on Friday night deal. And that's an experience. People are dancing in the sand. To great music. Above you, you have things parasailing going on in the air, and that's a workout to dance in the sand.
Are you out there looking like you're running from a bee again?
I stay at the, what is it, the Big Seven Motel?
Yeah.
The Big Seven.
Yep.
That's my place. And
there you go.
They're all little motels and everything, very expensive to stay because there hasn't been much building. Apparently, they don't allow it, really.
Correct.
At Kings Beach, but that's my hideout.
Yeah, we work closely with the TRPA, who does a lot of work in, you know, limiting the amount of development in those national forest areas. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That roundabout, though, killer.
Oh, man. Don't get me started.
Yeah. We don't welcome it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that has been Zach Smith here this morning with, of course, Clean Up Lake Tahoe, Keep Tahoe Blue, and you can volunteer with them this coming Tuesday, the 5th, after all the 4th of July festivities up at Tahoe. I want to thank you for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And, yeah, we're going to have you guys back on whenever you do some more cleanup stuff to talk about it and hopefully get some volunteers. But, folks, we are going to be right back here. It's almost time to wrap up the show with John and Jay on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's those local weekend guys on the radio, Weekend Nevada, with John Potter and Jay Biggs. Fun show today, Jay.
Oh, it has been. Let's kind of take a look at what we've had today so far, John. I mean, just crazy Bean Coffee was in here earlier. That got a little crazy for sure with Rick and Heather Cullip. Rick Canale, our real estate expert, he was in here with us as usual, 9:30 a.m. each and every Saturday. Oliver X from Art Town, what a cool guy. That's my first time meeting him. I've heard his name a million times, being in Reno Media here now for 20 years or so. Then we had the Reno Fire Department's Captain Willie Sear in here. And, man, he had some really good information to tell us about things to watch out for during 4th of July and what's illegal, what's not. Pretty much everything's illegal when it comes to fireworks, so just don't do them. We had Dave Coelho in here, Nevada Athletic Commission, Boxing Commission as well. Talking about, you know, just the Reno boxing scene, which seems to be on a little bit of a slump right now. Hopefully we can get that back to where, you know, at the turn of the century when we had 100,000 people down there on East 4th Street watching a fight. And then we had Juicy's from Sparks. Rocco, the owner, came in here to talk about Juicy's and their reopening situation with the big fire that they had over there. They're no longer going to be called Crispies. That was my joke earlier. And then we had Fondos Fences in here, Jake and Wayne, two really cool guys. Wayne, an awesome, you know, he's a retired police officer. And also Zach. Zach was just in here from Clean Up Lake Tahoe, trying to get folks to volunteer for the 5th of July to come down there and try to keep Tahoe blue. So we've had quite an interesting show.
The scene in the lobby was something. The Fences guy and the Juicy's guy really bonded. It's really quite a scene.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well... Hey, well, the fire, that's interesting because the fire captain, the Juicy's guy, bonded as well. But that's a whole other story.
So happy July, folks. Or is it? Well, some positive, some negative. A raise in the state's minimum wage took effect yesterday. Yesterday, the minimum wage went up. Jay refuses to do the I got a raise yesterday joke. And anyway, it's now $9.50 an hour if the job includes health coverage, $10.50 if it doesn't. In 2019, the Nevada legislature approved raising the minimum wage by 75 cents a year, and this will go on to 2024. Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not going to say it, are
you? No, no.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Also taking effect yesterday, July 1st, California's gas tax went up by 5.6%. The gall. They just never learn there, do they? This takes their state tax up to 54 cents a gallon. At the same time, the gas prices are up $2 from the same time last year. Folks, if you're going to Tahoe this weekend, you'll find pump prices there over $7 a gallon.
Oh, my God.
Fill up here. Despite the high prices, AAA projecting the third biggest 4th of July travel weekend in history due to pent-up demand. Also going up yesterday on July 1st, Reno Airport parking rates. They went up by about $2 a day. The minimum charge is now $2 for 36 minutes. First hour, $3. That's about, that is, by the way, same price for both the indoor garage and the outside parking lot. I think outside used to be cheaper. A Midtown Reno store has been hit three times now, not by a robber, but by a drunk driver. Not the same drunk driver, three different ones over the past 5 years. The last crash happened 13 days ago. The store is called Bad Apple Vintage. They want barricades in front of stores there, or better traffic control design in Midtown. The store owner says the city of Reno turned down their requests for a protective barrier. But really, should the city design roads for drunk drivers?
Ew. No.
I should mention that this store is right alongside the new roundabout that the city built in Midtown. Aha.
There's just so much going on in that corner. I mean, there's Junkie. You got Boba Tea. You got City Gas, which is the cheapest. I always go in there and ask those guys because it's always like 10 cents less than everybody else. So I always go, do you have like a pipeline straight back home or something? Like, how is it so cheap?
Yes, but I think some extra attention should be paid to the roundabout. You know, people say, oh, Reno.
Those are supposed to slow people down, too. That's the weird part.
Yeah, but people say, oh, Reno drivers, they don't know how to drive on roundabouts.
Well, but hold on now, John. You know this, being on TV. When roundabouts were first introduced to this area, and it's been within the last 15 years or so, and not only that, but they have the European intersection like Moana and 395. They had, like, I want to say it was Colouate or somebody had, like, a 30-minute special on roundabouts and European intersections so that people could figure out how to use these things. And
I just want to say, I don't remember any crashes when there was just a stop there instead of the roundabout at Virginia and Center Street.
Right.
Let's agree, okay, the drunk drivers, they can't handle roundabouts.
Well, if you can't handle a straight street, how are you going to handle something curved?
I can't handle the roundabouts when they're two-lane. What is that? Like the one at Legends, if you're on the inside lane at a roundabout, when do you get out? Nobody will let you out. You're going around like Chevy Chase in European Vacation.
It should flow smooth. That's the whole point of the roundabout, John. Honestly.
What's the inside lane for?
The whole point of the roundabout is to keep traffic flowing without any stopping at all, unless you're literally like sitting there waiting for traffic to come around. And there are those people who don't understand the intersection. That's what makes that middle lane not keep flowing. Or you get those people who will sit there and, oh, I'm supposed to wait for, you know, a bigger opening. No, no. As soon as you get a little opening in that roundabout, you're supposed to go.
I'm confused.
Stay out of there on your bike, please.
Last Saturday, we told you that Joey Gilbert asked for a recount in his loss to Joe Lombardo in the Republican primary race for Nevada governor. He's paying close to $200,000 for that statewide recount. Well, the two-day recheck of ballots finished yesterday, and Gilbert still lost. Gilbert said he expected that, but he wanted the recount for a court case challenging the election. He has still not conceded to Lombardo.
How far was it off?
About 30,000 votes.
Seems like quite a bit. I mean, that's a small town's worth of votes. I don't know.
Question Joey.
Joey or Joe about certain things. I just... Anybody but Lombardo. I'm really not a Lombardo fan. I'm sorry.
A Reno woman won the Miss Nevada pageant held last night at Bally's, formerly Mount Blue, at State Line. Heather Renner is also the first openly gay Miss Nevada. There goes Jay's lip quivering.
I don't care. I am happy that she's gay. I don't care. What I'm saying is, why does it matter your sexuality?
Well, it is kind of news. This is the first openly gay Miss Nevada in our history.
Nobody's business who you sleep with. It's literally nobody's business who you sleep with.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But it is kind of news, like the first one in Nevada. I'm just saying. What gets me is the corporate wokeness emails that I get, like Starbucks. Happy Pride Day! I mean, they talk more politics in Starbucks emails than they do the coffee. And I've been a member for years and years. Okay, I put up with the Happy Pride Month emails from Starbucks, but then the week later, it's still Pride Month!
Wow.
We salute our fine LG everything members. What about me?
Well,
what's my month?
You're a straight white male. You are the devil, sir.
All right, I got to go quickly through the fireworks. Okay, lots of them. Reno's two pyrotechnic displays, Aces Stadium, Wingfield Park, Sparks are at the Nugget, Virginia City's a good show, also South Lake Tahoe, and they have drones replacing fireworks at North Lake Tahoe.
And me, John, I'm going to be announcing the fireworks out in Urington. All day long on Monday, I'm going to be out in Smith & Mason's Valley.
Yarrington Fireworks. Is it like those three snakes that they light up?
Oh, dude, 25 minutes. Remember, we had Steven on from there.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, it's a big thing, man. And it's the only place that didn't shut down during COVID for the fireworks. We kept them going out there.
How do you announce fireworks? They just get ready, folks.
I'm not going to announce the fire. I'm just saying I'm announcing the festivities leading up to the fireworks.
Oh, nice.
But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a fun show. Next week, we got all sorts of good guests, including Remza. And also, we got Patty Carafa and Annika Relaford and Cassell's Halfway Club. It's next week right here on John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley, 92.3.